Brownstonians in Spain. By Jessica Rose at brownstone.org. I almost have no words to describe the generosity of spirit that embodies the Brownstone Institute, its people and mission, alike. Brownstonians from all over the world recently met in Spain to share, bond, impart information, and most importantly, eat together. I saw some familiar faces and had the extreme honor of meeting new ones. I say extreme honor because in one particular case, the life experiences, which as we all know is the best teacher, and the way in which these stories were conveyed were so wildly fascinating and deserving of honor. I was glued to their stories like eyes to a proverbial television set. Perhaps the TV comparison is a bit simplistic, but you know what I mean. The Brownstone Institute and its core members continue to astound me with one thing: they are exactly who they present themselves to be. It seems so basic and obvious as a trait, but in the world of today, it is clearly not. Totalitarianism and the bought and paid for legacy media are about as transparent as a glaucoma-ridden eye in a 200-year-old. There is a line spoken by the main character Lisbeth in the movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo when she is being questioned about her background research on journalist Miguel, which I always remember resonates particularly well here. On Miguel, she says, "He is clean." The lawyer in turn responds, "You mean, he is hygienic?" And she replies, "He is who he presents himself to be." I always think about this statement as I wander my way through life because, as she points out, it is an asset to be transparent as a journalist, and to me, as a human being as well. Jeffrey Tucker himself maintains a consistent and clear message to the Brownstone writers and fellows: be who you are, and if I can help you keep doing that in an insane totalitarian world, I will. How often do you meet someone who genuinely wants you to be exactly as you are, and even more? I don't know about all of you, but especially in the years of late, I find this to be an entirely rare quality, and it is one that I treasure. Before I share some photos of some of the in-between moments, I want to sincerely express my gratitude for the existence of this group of people. I sometimes find myself surprised that with all my own eccentricities as a scientist, a thinker, a human, and a woman, it is in fact these eccentricities that are not only encouraged but celebrated. A group of weirdos who want to live freely and justly, what a concept, eh? Many thanks to the Brownstone Institute, to all who support Brownstone, and especially for the amazing chats amongst its members. Memories Forever. Republished from the author's Substack.